Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Welcome once again to Free Inside Ministry. It's on 99.5 FM, The Word. I hope you're having a peaceful and restful evening. You know, I watch that commercial when I do have a chance to watch TV, and it really cracks me up. You know the one with the camel? You know that one? Wait, I gotta check my sound. Let me adjust my sound effects board.
Hallelujah!
Okay, it's working. So you know the commercial I'm talking about, Lynn? Remember that animal that's walking around?
Yeah.
He says, "What day is it? Hump day." You know, it's just, I don't know why I get amused at silly things like that. You know, it's not like Noah and the Ark.
He doesn't watch TV. That's the funny part.
And I don't watch TV, but that thing really, well, anyway. But, okay, I'm going to throw a clean joke out there for all of our listening audience out there. You know, for our brothers and sisters, you need more laughter. You need more humor in your life.
That's right.
Why didn't Noah, now who's Noah? Dum, da, dum, dum, dum. Remember Noah and the Ark. Why didn't Noah go fishing? He only had two worms. Remember the
ark? Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, want to give a shout out to all those that are listening, all the brothers that are up in Cash Box. I think Pastor Virginia will be with you this evening. I believe it's the third Wednesday. And want to apologize to our Halava brothers. We weren't able to make it. We're trying to get everything ready for our historical trip that the Lord has blessed us with, going to Saguaro, Arizona. And I want to apologize to Chaplain Nolan and our brothers up there. We're going to work on that schedule when we come back and get more consistent. But you are in our hearts, our thoughts, and our prayers. So we want to give a shout-out to all the brothers up there at Halava that attend the Friday chapel and the Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month, to the Berean boys that we could call them. Also to our brothers at FDC, we will not be there this Sunday. We will be actually, Sunday is the first day. Is Sunday our first day that we're baptizing, Lynn?
Yes, sir.
So Sunday is our first day we're going to be baptized in Saguaro. So lift us up in prayer, please,
yes,
and keep up that daily Bible study you have at 6 p.m. At 6 p.m., I'm always thinking of you guys, and if we're in traffic on along the road, I'm the one in the black truck waving at you from the H1 Viaduct. So if you're looking out, you see me, that's me. Wave back.
Hey, and we're praying for you too, John Vine. We haven't forgotten.
John, I haven't forgotten about you, big boy, so let's keep it together, and I look forward to the day I can give you a big hug again. And I want to say aloha, Brother Nate. Pastor Barry tells me you've been in communication. That's wonderful. God bless you. And let's work on that relationship with Jesus Christ. To our brothers and sisters down at Old Triple C, want to give a shout out to all of you, those in Module 8, Modules 3 and 4. Sisters, just love coming to see you. And our team is doing such a wonderful job. Such great praise reports.
Amen.
You know? And we just thank you for your faithfulness, that you're coming and attending. And coming with the eyes, open the eyes of your heart, and you open your ears and your mind, and it's just wonderful.
Yes.
Module 17, 18, how you doing, guys? Annex 1, how you doing? And then tomorrow night, we're planning, I want to give a shout out to our sisters at WCCC, and we're planning to get out there. Things are a little hectic. I know tonight you will have had the opportunity to have the Daughters of the King from Destiny Church at Pastor Tayao Tevanga with you, a powerful word, because I've been praying for her and her sisters that they can reach out and come with the Holy Spirit and the fire, and the holy
Hallelujah.
Fire, that Pastor Virginia would say. And that's just a wonderful time. So tonight, hope you guys enjoyed the program last night. You know, for those of you, we're catching up on our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And also, we do have our Facebook page, which is Free Inside Ministry. And we also have our email account, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. How's everyone doing tonight? Hope you're doing good. You know, I've had an opportunity. I was blessed a few months ago. A very good friend of mine, Apostle Greg Hood, from Life Church in Kailua, the Pacific Realm District. And he had given me a book. And if you find it, I think you can find it. It's called The Barbarian Way, and that always opens up a few eyes and a few ears. The author is Erin Raphael McManus, and it's a wonderful book. It's a very short read, and on the outside of the cover it says, Unleash the Untamed Faith Within. Now, here we are talking about Free Inside Ministry, reaching out to the lost, to the broken, and to the incarcerated. And we're bringing the love of Jesus Christ. We're bringing That's the right. good news of the gospel to you. And I'm talking to you about a book titled The Barbarian Way. And you're probably wondering, Bula, how are you going to tie this one up? Well, have the faith, because we are. In fact, it goes back into the book of Matthew that Lynn is going to share, where this all actually starts with the disciples and Jesus. It's called the Great Commission.
So, my brothers and sisters, let's go to Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, where it talks about the Great Commission. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Amen. So he's going to be with us how long?
To the end of the age, forever.
Now, the thing to remember there is he said, is it written in there about sit in the second row, the third seat from the left in the aisle at church every Sunday for 30 years and...
No.
Did he say, you should just go to church on Sundays and raise your hand, say hallelujah, and things will be fine?
No, he didn't say
he
that.
He said, now, did he say that maybe just help with a couple of potlucks, you know, and maybe do a couple baptisms every year, and that'll be serving the Lord? Is that what he's talking about?
No, he didn't. Bula.
What did he want them to do?
Go.
He wanted them to go to church.
Go.
Wanted to go out and make...
Disciples of all nations.
So that means we can go to all kind of countries, but, you know, sometimes we don't have to go to foreign countries. We can just go to our neighbor's house. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I believe in a missional church. Our church, First Assembly of God, is a missional church. We support them very well.
All over the world.
But the one thing that I want us to focus on, my beloved, and to those that are on the other side of the fence, that are inside, you know, for me talking to you about sending a team to the Philippines or India isn't going to do a whole lot. You might go, yeah, that sounds great, Bula. What I want you to concentrate is you have your own mission field.
That's right.
And that's called...
In your own cell.
In your own cell. It's in there, but also it's in that country called Ohana.
Ooh,
yeah,
yes.
That country called Ohana. It's not Guyana. It's not Africa. It's not the Middle East. The country Ohana is located very close to you.
Amen.
And you speak the language very well. You understand the dialect. You understand the cultural practices, and you eat all the food. We're going to work on that country called Ohana.
Amen.
That's going to be your mission field because it's pretty cheap. You don't have to travel too far. But sometimes we just don't like going into our backyard because that's the people that know everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's your family who knows how to push your buttons. It's your family that doesn't remember too much good but remembers all the bad that you have done. Been there, done that. I'm preaching to the choir right now. But the thing is, when the Lord grabs a hold of you, when you give your life to Jesus, when you see the blessings in your life from heaven above, that is the testimony of God's power, God's grace, God's might, and God's mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
What greater opportunity than to go to all the naysayers, to go to the haters that you know so well called your Ohana, and they can see the change in your life. But, you know, a lot of times, you think they're going to rejoice with you? Nah, they're going to say, give them time. Not going to be too long now. This one's going to last about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and then you're going to crash again. Gotta love family, you know? Gotta love Ohana. But we do it because God loves us. Amen?
Amen.
You know, but it's like before I used to speak and I would explain about the three stages in a believer's life. And for many of us, we can identify with this. And, you know, the first stage of a believer's life, when you come to Jesus, you're on fire. Jesus, I love you, God. Oh, God, I'll go anywhere you tell me. I'll do anything you want to do. I quit my job. I'll do everything for you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
All in.
You know, you're just going all in. You know, you're doing somersaults in your heart, but you're standing up and down, and you just get filled with the Holy Spirit, and, you know, you just started to get blessed, and you can feel the love of Jesus, and you feel the forgiveness. You know that you're a new creation.
First love,
and you're all excited. Just go for boss and go for broke. That's the first stage of a
Amen.
True believer. Now, a true believer, because there are people that'll just say, thank you, Jesus. That was very nice. Glad to be part of the family. And I feel saved and oh. But I'm talking about the guys just going boss for nuts, buckle loose, broke everything, and just say, Jesus, oh my God, I'm healed. I'm not even amping. I'm not even jonesing for that drug no more. You healed me. Now that's what I call Holy Spirit, Holy Fire coming in to change your life.
Amen.
By the word of your testimony, the blood of Jesus on the cross is all you need. But you know, that's the first stage. And for those of you that have been there, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you that haven't been filled with that consuming fire, that passion that fills you, I pray for you that you do. So Amen. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And then the second phase of a believer's life, and many of us have been here, and many of you might be there right now as you sit on the edge of that bunk bed, as you sit on the edge of the bed looking out through those steel bars in your cell, and you just shaking your head, and you just don't understand. And the second stage of a believer's life is, so what, God? You don't even hear my prayers anymore, I guess. Why should I pray? You're not listening. Look where I'm at. Why did you do this to me, God? What did I ever do to you? Why do I deserve this, God? Oh, God, I don't even. You get stinky already. Why even pray?
Stop wrestling with God.
You know, and you're there, and it's the woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. We've all been there. Where things happen in our life, where situations change, we might go through some family problems, we might go through some addictions, we might go through a brush with the law, and we begin to doubt God's love for us based on the situation we put ourselves in. That's right, we put ourselves in.
Forgive us, Lord.
You know, we all fall short of the glory of God. No sin is lesser than any other sin.
That's right.
We are all sinners. There was only one perfect person that ever walked the face of this earth, and his name was
Jesus.
So all we did to the perfect one, the innocent lamb, the one who was unblemished, all we did to him was
we killed him.
We put him on a cross and
hung him.
Hung him on the cross
and died.
Crucified him. You guys gotta be in this studio, man. It's like I got my finger up in the letter C for it to say crucified. And she gives me the
D. I swear it looked like a D.
Cannot be. It's only two fingers. I'm over here. I want the crucified word.
Forgive me,
goes,
husband.
The died. Rap. Rest in peace, brother. No roll over here. The dearly beloved. We're gathered here.
Hump day, honey. Hump day.
Oh, my goodness. I wear a camel now. Oh, the sea was for a camel. Oh,
camel.
I get my fingers up like on sea. I mean, Stevie Wonder could have seen
it. It's been a long day, my honey.
But, you know, bear with us because there's a message somewhere here. But. Well, threw me off the loop. I went buckle loose. I'm off track. I don't have a time delay. I got to come back on track. We was talking about the believer. Okay, so we're on to, okay. Okay, Misha, stop laughing, Misha. Okay,
when I get second, now third.
All joking aside, Danny, talk to Misha, you know, and things are going to be okay. And she got a message from me to you. She'll share that with you. But shout out to your family. Know that your father's in a better place. Just know that. You got to know that. That's the belief. That's the faith. See, we got to step out of that safe zone and into that faith zone. We got to believe not in the seen, but in the unseen. Got to take care of your family. Take care of your family.
Amen.
So the second part of a believer's life is you feel that God has alienated you. You feel that God has put you in a negative or a situation that compromises your lifestyle or where you're at. It just puts a cramp in your plan and puts some junk in your trunk. So you're blaming God for where you're at. You're blaming God for being sick. You're blaming God for being in prison. You're blaming God for having loved ones pass away. You're blaming God for all the ills of the world. That's the second stage of a believer's life. We've all been there. Many of us have been there. But then I want to bring you to the third stage of a believer's life. And the third stage of a believer's life is, I'm not worthy of God's mercy and grace. I'm here only because of God's love for me.
Amen.
You see the evolution that I'm talking about?
It's
spiritual maturity. You know, you don't see too many 18-year-old guys running around with a lot of wisdom. At 18 years old, you're getting cracks. From those cracks, you get wisdom. So when you get to be my age, 50-ish, you're supposed to have some wisdom because you've been around the track a few times. And so when we share that with those young believers, when we share that with the young men and the young women, it's just like having your kids. Don't touch the stove, you're going to burn your finger. Eh? Don't touch the stove, you're going to burn your finger. Eh? Don't touch the stove, you're going to burn your finger. 2 minutes later, somebody, hey, who cooking bacon? Ah, where the alloy? Who touched the stove? But they learn a lesson. as parents and as mature believers, we try and share the wisdom and the love of Jesus Christ. Sometimes fall on deaf ears. They got to fall on hard times to find out. But when they find out, and that's when the light goes on. But you see, that's what I was leading into, is the three stages of a believer's life. Because in this book called The Barbarian Way, thank you once again, Apostle Hood and Joan. Blessings and prayers for you and your church and your ministry going on. We love you guys. International Holiness Pentecostal Church. International Pentecostal Holiness Church, IPHC. But it starts off with, and this is a great quote. It comes from a movie. You might remember this is in Rocky III, you know, Sylvester Stallone and Burgess Meredith. And it says, quote, "But then the worst thing happened that could happen to any fighter. You got civilized." Whoa. You got civilized. Remember Rocky? He was that rough and tumble guy coming out of Philadelphia. Didn't know any better. Just go and keep pounding and pounding. But you see, this book starts off with a story, and it's about, it's called, they're comparing us to barbarians, the barbarian invasion. And it was, remember that movie that they had in Mel Gibson's Braveheart? You see, that actually has a historical perspective. You see, Robert the Bruce was a Scottish noble whose character is most remembered for betraying Wallace, but he later rose up to lead Scotland to freedom.
Yes, he did.
After Wallace's execution. But you see, he died in 1329 at the age of 54. Ooh, my age. But shortly before his death, Robert the Bruce requested that his heart be removed from his body and taken on crusade by a worthy knight. James Douglas, one of his closest friends, was at his bedside and took on the responsibility. Check this out. The heart of Robert the Bruce was embalmed and placed in a small container that Douglas carried around his neck. In every battle that Douglas fought, he literally carried the heart of his king pressed against his chest. But there was an ill-fated battle. Douglas found himself surrounded, and the situation was death was both certain and imminent. In that moment right there, Douglas reached for the heart strapped around his neck, flung the heart into the enemy's midst, and cried out, "Fight for the heart of your king." Amen.
Amen.
You see, that's a very visual representation. You see, because if we're as the body of Christ, and I'm just talking real right now, guys. If we're going to belong to God, we belong to his heart. We have to fight for the heart of our king, which is God himself. But you see, Christianity over the past 2,000 years has moved from a tribe of renegades to a religion of conformists. Now, I know this is going to come hot and heavy for a lot of you, but I'm just going to share some truth that I believe to be the truth. To claim that we sit in church and that we believe is simply not enough, my brothers and sisters. The call of Jesus upon your life is one that demands action. What did it say in the Great Commission? Did it say lie down, sit down? What did it say?
G-O, go.
I couldn't make the G, but she picked that one up quick. Hallelujah. Go. Jesus began his public ministry with a simple invitation. Come and follow me. And his closing instructions to his disciples can be summarized in one word that Lynn said was,
go.
Go. But you see, a quick survey of our modern churches today would lead you to believe that his invitation says, no, no, come here on Sundays and listen. And his closing mandate, instead of being go, could be summarized in the word no. See, the tribe of Jesus above all people should rightly carry the banner forward. We move forward, we go.
That's right.
Now, the invitation of Jesus is a revolutionary call to fight for the heart of humanity. You see, we're called to an unconventional war. We battle the principalities of evil and darkness,
and evil.
Spiritual battles.
That's right.
So we're fighting an unconventional war using only the weapons of faith, hope, and love.
Yes.
Nevertheless, this war is no less dangerous than any war that is going on today, right now. But you see, for those of us that truly embrace the cause of Christ to our heart, the cost to participate in the mission of God is nothing less than everything we are and everything that we have. That's the compassion when you fight for the heart of your king. You see, you begin to live your life with every step moving forward, every fiber, you begin to fight for the heart of your king, Jesus Christ. It becomes an all-consuming passion for your life. You see, it's not about religion. It's not about position. It's not about title. It's not about institutions or bureaucracies. In fact, the true fighters for the heart of the king will have little patience for such institutions or bureaucracies. We lose respect for tradition or rituals that make things seem uncivilized to those who love religion. And when asked if they're Christians, their answer might simply be, no, we're just passionate followers of Jesus Christ. See, some of us will see Christianity as a religion, that has been placed to hinder our advancement of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you're called to fight for the heart of your king. And it's fueled by passion, a passion for God and a passion for his people. The psalmist tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our
heart.
Heart, exactly. It's hard to imagine Jesus, my brothers and sisters, would endure the agony of the cross just to keep us in line. Jesus began a revolution to secure our freedom, our eternal freedom. The new covenant that he established puts its trust not in the law, but in the transforming power of God's Spirit that lives within us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, a lot of times we all become Christians, but we need to be passionate followers of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's what happens is, and this is common knowledge, but a lot of churches will avoid it because I'm not even going to go into that. But the tragedy of our times right now, my brothers and sisters, is that an overwhelming number of us that call Jesus as our Lord have become domesticated, or if you will, civilized. We've lost the simplicity of our early faith. Remember the one you buckle loose, go for broke, everything for Jesus?
First love.
All in, all in. Beyond that, we've lost the passion, the power of that raw, untamed, primal faith, that initial power of the holy fire coming into your body. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your
hearts
again. See, the barbarian way, you might be getting an idea, you might be getting a notion of where I'm trying to go with this, but you see, the barbarian way is about love, intimacy, passion, and sacrifice. Barbarians love to live and live to love. Amen?
Amen.
Sounds like our first disciples that we had when they were walking around and how they lived with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
But you have to be able to hear his voice. You have to be hear the voice. You see, Jesus, he didn't die on the cross so that we could build ourselves nice buildings and that we could build our churches. He died on the cross so we could expand and build his kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
You see, and it's at times of war that barbarians are willing to risk life itself for the freedom of others. When you're out sharing the gospel, you're going to come under persecution. You're going to come under attack.
Yes.
But what are you doing out there? You're not doing it for yourself. You have already accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. You already know that you're going to have eternal life, but you're on the edge. You stepped out of the safe zone and into the faith zone because you know what you have been blessed with, what you have in your heart
faith
needs to be taken to the world. That's why Jesus said,
go.
And that was for the disciples. But you see, barbarians, they're kind of like outcasts when things are peaceful and nice. Because the barbarians, if you remember, they look very rustic. They look very gruff. But as soon as the times of trouble come upon them, as soon as the war or the battles come upon the city, who do the leaders always call back to fight? The barbarians.
That's right.
Because that's the level of execution that you need. But when everything's really nicey, oh, there's the offering plate, oh, sing a few praise and worship songs, we don't need the barbarians of our faith there because everything is nice. But once the attacks from the enemy come, right when that same-sex marriage bill is coming down, we need the barbarians to go out. We need the barbarians of our faith to go out into the neighborhoods, to hold the signs, to give out the leaflets, to go on the radio, to go on the TV and stand for righteousness.
Conviction.
That's the conviction. Hallelujah. Well, I'd rather die right than live wrong. We've got to stand for righteousness. But those are the times that we live in right now. We have great challenges before us, and we have not been prepared to take on this battle, but Jesus has. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You see, Christianity, somebody told me, has become our Shawshank, and our redemption will only come if we find the courage to escape the prison we have created for ourselves called Christianity. Ooh. Risking everything to live free is our only hope. It's only humanity's only hope.
Yes.
See, Jesus, my brothers and my sisters, I know this is a heavy night, and tomorrow night and Friday we're going to have Pastor Bird Mahalona give a shout-out for free
Fishers of Men
Ministries. And Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is being lost in a religion that bears his name. See, Christianity today has become a docile, domesticated, civilized. We've forgotten that there is a kingdom of darkness.
Sorry,
stealing
Jesus.
The hopes and dreams and the souls of humanity without God. It's time that we get back to that barbarian level of our faith. We formed that barbarian tribe to unleash the barbarian revolt. Let the invasion begin because Jesus himself told his disciples to
go.
Go. Hallelujah.
Step out.
You know, I know there's a couple novel ideas that we tossed around, but, you know, the truth of the matter is we have to stand up for something, my brothers and my sisters. We can't just be a leaf floating down the river. We have to be the rock in the middle of the river. And, you know, we answer to man's law, but God's law is higher. Amen. You know, and we got to know what we believe in. You know that we live in Hawaii and the United States, but we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. If you're a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, your constitution is the Holy Bible. And that of the laws and regulations of the Bible is what we answer to. God's law supersedes man's law every time.
Amen.
We love the sinner, but we hate the sin. There's a difference. We're going to show them in love and compassion, embrace them with open arms, but we answer to what our law, to God's law, all the time. It's non-negotiable. You know, we're getting ready to go to Saguaro prison. We have a wonderful opportunity, been blessed to go up there. And, you know, we're anxious. Our team is anxious, but we're in constant prayer.
Yes.
Because we know if we know that we're going, you know, the devil knows that we're going. And, you know, I just know there's going to be some trials and tribulations that are going to come up in the next few days. But
no,
we're going to.
No weapon formed.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You know, and we're going as barbarians. We're going barbarians.
Amen.
To fight the war for our God.
That's right.
Because it's at those times when you have to stand up with the full armor of God.
Amen.
To fight the battle. And if you remember the full armor of God, if you've ever seen a picture or a drawing or a rendition, you'll notice the armor and all of the protection is on the front.
That's
of the
right.
Christian soldier.
That's right.
There's a reason for that. We move forward. We don't turn our back to the enemy. We always move forward because God said,
I got your back.
I got your back. But he also said to go. Well, my brothers and my sisters, you know, it's like I said earlier, the camel with the hump day probably threw a couple humps in how you're thinking.
Oh,
but
yes.
If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, how well do you know him? Have you really left religion to get a relationship? Do you hear the Lord's voice? Is the Lord controlling the steps of the path that you take every day? Or are you just kind of floating along? You know, I just want to pray that each and every one of you have a relationship. I'm not here to talk about a big church, really. I'm here to talk about a big God. I left religion a long time ago so I could have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's that you got to remember, God created man. And man created religion. Take some time out this evening. Be thankful for the blessings you have. Have an attitude of gratitude.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you see how God will work on your heart. Pray to God. Just say a few words. Let him know that you're thinking about him. Pray for your family. Pray for your children. Pray for your health. Don't expect others to pray for you. You can pray too. Pray with someone else also. That would be even more powerful.
Amen.
See you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.